This week in high school sports has the start of spring sports on the horizon, and MHSAA champions are crowned in both boys and girls skiing. Hello, I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The first winter championships are in the books as boys and girls skiing held their finals Monday, February 22nd in Harbor Springs. In Division I, the Traverse City West boys brought home their first MHSAA finals championship, finishing in front of Rochester Adams and Bloomfield Hills. West was runner-up in 2019, and it's the first time since 2013 that someone other than Marquette has claimed the title. West's Aiden Lewandowski also won the giant slalom as an individual, with Bloomfield Hills' Hunter Halstead capturing the individual title in the slalom. On the girls' side, Traverse City Central won for the first time since 2013. The Trojans have been runners-up 9 times since 2008. They narrowly edged out second-place Marquette for the championship. Central's coach, Amy Kuderi, has now won titles as both a skier and coach. Holly Grislak for Forest Hills Northern and Eastern won the giant slalom individual title, and Sarah Gugamas of Okemos was the fastest in the slalom. In Division II, the girls squad at Pontiac Notre Dame Prep has now won back-to-back-to-back championships. The Fighting Irish easily outpaced second-place East Grand Rapids and third-place Cadillac at Boyne Highlands. Notre Dame's Sydney Schulte was Division II's best in the slalom and fourth best in giant slalom. Knowles' Kaylee Byrne finished first in the giant slalom. And on the boys' side, Petoskey is once again on top. The Northmen have now won back-to-back championships and 10 of the last 11. Individually, Jack Lintall of Notre Dame Prep won the giant slalom event, and Reed Heathman of Houghton won the slalom. For more on the ski finals, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to sophomore Mason Zarnecki and senior Tyler Lawrence, both from Flint Powers. The hockey duo each scored twice in the Chargers' 5-0 win over two-time defending Saginaw Valley League champions Heritage. Powers is unbeaten on the ice through 6 games this season. Senior Carly McCrum from Bay City John Glenn. McCrum won over 1,000 points scored in her basketball career during John Glenn's 41-32 win over Alma. McCrum becomes the 6th player in program history to top 1,000 points. And she soon will be joined by teammate Abby Tarrant, who is just 16 points shy of 1,000 after the Alma game. And to New Lothrop's Brooke Wenslick, who also topped 1,000 points for her career. The senior scored 25 and added 5 assists and 8 steals in New Lothrop's 52-47 loss to Linden, but the 25 points was just what she needed to hit 1,000 points.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Let's test your knowledge of high school basketball rules with this You Make the Call. An offensive player stops dribbling on the end line immediately behind the backboard. Double team, the player throws the ball into the air. The ball travels over the backboard, where a teammate flies down the lane to grab it and scores on a thunderous tomahawk jam. You make the call. Is this legal? The sides, the bottom, and the top of the backboard are always in play. Anything supporting the backboard, like the brackets and wires, are always out of bounds. The ball can even travel behind the backboard at any time, even between wires and brackets, and still be in play if it doesn't touch anything. But the ball may never pass over the top of a rectangular backboard in either direction. This is a violation, and the ball is turned over to the other team.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. The start of the 2020-21 spring sports season is set to start now March 22nd, just 1 week later than normal. Spring practices can start on Monday, March 22nd, and spring competition on Friday, March 26th, to accommodate a later end to the winter sports season. All spring sports tournament dates remain as originally scheduled, with the MHSAA finals in baseball, softball, and girls soccer concluding the 2020-2021 postseason on June 19th. As always, check out MHSAA.com for updated tournament information. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.